I'm speaking to Professor Chris Daniels at Nature Foundation, is that right? And you're also at the University of South Australia.
Good morning, Barry. Yes, I am. I'm lucky enough to have a lot of roles in the nature and environmental sphere here in South Australia. So I'm currently a Professor of Biology at UniSA, and I'm about to take up the directorship of Clearland Wildlife Park.
Fantastic. Okay.
Well, that's incredibly excited.
Yeah, I can imagine that. But we're here now at the moment with Nature Foundation SA. So could you just tell us exactly what this organisation is and what it does?
Certainly. I'm very fortunate to be a councillor for the Nature Foundation. This organisation has been going for 35 years, and it has a major role in connecting people with nature, but also in supporting landscape-scale conservation. So it's been buying up properties and re-vegging and rehabilitating properties so that the wildlife can thrive there. And we're here to connect people with nature, to discuss about why it's so important to have wildlife experiences so that you develop an understanding for nature and then can take that to applying it to this larger landscape scale conservation method.
It's interesting, isn't it, that you're along here with all of the government representatives over there, but this is a private or non-government organisation.
Yes.
Funded by donations.
That's absolutely correct, Barry. It's what we call a non-government organisation, or NGO, or an environmental NGO. So it survives solely on bequests, sponsorship, donations, and activities such as this. So it's really vital that the wider community gets behind non-government organisations, because they do a huge amount on ground, a huge amount of activities. They purchase properties and land, so they have a big role in landscape scale conservation. And they work with government to really be able to improve our natural heritage.
What are the particular things that this organisation is focusing on at the moment in terms of, are there particular areas that you're looking at to protecting?
So there are a number of things that Nature Foundation does. The first is purchase and then rehabilitate properties. So we currently have 7 major properties across the state that we have owned, some for as long as 10 years, some purchased quite recently, that might be specifically targeted towards endangered species. So we have Tahlequah, for example, a property near Burra, which we have purchased and we maintain to protect pygmy blue tongues. And we have other areas for southern emu wren. Then we have large properties in the Gawler Ranges in the far north that protect a range of plants and animals across a number of ecosystems. We also actively support science and research. We support young students, honour students and PhD students at all 3 universities to undertake research into our ecosystems. And then we support engagement activities such as this to get the wider community involved in nature conservation.
Do you also engage in lobbying activities with government?
No, we're not a lobby organisation. We have specifically left that to the Conservation Council and other organisations. Our role is really practical, applied, on-ground change. Lobbying is very important, and activism, and there are some really powerful non-government organisations in that space. But we're really the largest landowner in the state, the largest actually doing these big-scale projects.
What are some of the properties that you might have purchased in the past and have maintained for a number of years that people might not be aware of are managed by your organisation?
So we have 7, but our 2 largest are Wichelina, and that is a huge pastoral property up in the north, not very far from Maree, just off to the west there, and that encompasses 5 major ecosystems. I've forgotten the exact number of hectares, but it's half the size of Belgium, effectively.
Right.
We have another beautiful one near the Gawler Ranges called Hiltibah, which also really showcases the mountainous terrain and is the habitat of the yellow-footed rock wallaby, and it's particularly supportive there of that population because it's a highly endangered South Australian marsupial. We have Cygnet River on Kangaroo Island, Watchalunga down in the Fluorio, which was purchased to support the southern emu wren, Tahlequah for the pygmy blue tongue that we've mentioned, and we also are very heavily engaged in purchasing water from the River Murray to irrigate wetlands during drought periods. So we have about 80 sites along the River Murray where we add water, and that supports the wildlife in the water as well as the birds.
Okay.
So we've got this really broad palette of activities going on
here. Mm. And you mentioned that most of those properties you are focused around a particular endangered species, is that right? Is that
no,
how you tend to work?
Two of them are around particular species. So Watchalunga down at the Flurio is around the southern emu wren, and Talikwa near Burra is around the pygmy blue tongue. But the others are more about ecosystems.
Right.
So particularly in the arid zone, they're about how we can get a very large area that will protect a range of ecosystems and then the wildlife within them. So Wichelina, for example, the one in the very far north, the one that's about half the size of Belgium, is really important for allowing space for red kangaroos to move over their large journeys, for emus, for many of the big birds of prey, because they move over hundreds and hundreds of square kilometres. So you need these landscape scale properties.
And what's the status of these properties? Are people able to visit them, or like a public national park? Or
No, we actively encourage visitation. In fact, there is accommodation and camping at both Hiltaba and Wichelina, and we particularly want to encourage ecotourism, because Nature Foundation is also about connecting people with landscapes, and it's by experiencing these wonderful wide open spaces to camp out under the stars and see millions of stars, and then to see the wildlife. That's what engages people and then makes them want to support and conserve nature. So those two properties in particular, we actively encourage ecotourism, and you can go online and book either cabin accommodation or camping. Talikwa and Watchalunga are much smaller and more specific, but they're adjacent and you can visit those as well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Barry.